Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Don. This is the Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky, who joined us for the last segment. We've been talking about the incredible floods that the city and Milwaukee County, frankly, all across southeastern Wisconsin, experienced this past weekend. Very privileged to be joined now by Milwaukee County's Director of Emergency Management, Cassandra Liebel. Welcome to the show, Cassandra. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. We were talking about the chief about how MFD responds during these kinds of extraordinary weather disasters or weather emergencies. And he went through how they process calls, how they help dispatch, given that they're still getting what he would term, you know, the ordinary volume of emergency or 911 calls from across the city as well. When you and I were speaking before, you talked about emergency management in phases and some of the interjurisdictional cooperations, the operations center that gets set up to help with, again, the response and the recovery that comes after really that emergency phase. Tell us more about that, Cassandra, and what does the Milwaukee County Department of Emergency Management do following one of these acute weather events?
Absolutely. Thank you for that that question. I think what is important for people to understand that the Office of Emergency Management, much like our fire department and other public safety entities, are a continuous part of the operations of a community as a whole. So we continue to respond to the needs that we meet on a daily basis. So within our organization, we also oversee other responsibilities. So we're continuing to do that work. But in the, from the EM perspective, the emergency management perspective, we obviously communicate on the front end of an incident to try and understand what the threats are and anticipate in preparing for those. So messaging with our, you know, meteorologist and getting that information out, making sure that we're sharing that information across the community that, you know, tornado watches may be happening, storm watches are happening, flash flood. No one anticipated the extent of this event. We knew that there would be rain. We knew that the weather has been unpredictable, just building up in alignment with global warming across the country, the world. But this was a unique event in that there was a significant amount of rain that happened in a very short amount of time. And that causes any number of issues with the infrastructure that we have in place. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the infrastructure wasn't prepared for this, but I think our DPW partners in the city spoke of that it is almost impossible to have the capacity to move that amount of water in that amount of time through any urban area or agricultural area. So flooding happens because water happens in an area where it's not supposed to happen at a pace in a time when we're not equipped to deal with that. And I think that's what happened here. It's no anticipation of this kind of infrastructure would be in place because Milwaukee is not an area that is significantly prone to flooding, particularly to this level. So we wouldn't build an infrastructure to have that kind of a capacity. This is probably once in a generation type of storm that we're going to see. And I think that the resources that we had came to bear and they organized very well. You talked about the fire chief and the first responders, fire rescue, responding out and helping people on those 911 calls, getting people to safety, and primarily focusing on that life safety response. And I think our community has done significantly well with that in communication with our ME's office. We haven't had any reported deaths associated with this incident. And I think that is a testament to the response that our first responders and fire and safety professionals provided.
Absolutely. Just you broke up for a little moment there, but I wanted to repeat what I think I heard you saying, Director Liebel, and that is that we have a significant storm infrastructure here in the city of Milwaukee. In fact, we had our own version of a deep tunnel project that was done over 20 years ago. But any infrastructure that is designed to hold floodwaters is only workable so long as the total volume of floodwater does not exceed what that infrastructural system is designed to accommodate in a given period of time. Chief Lipsky explained that we not only had an incredible, an amount of rainfall in a period of time that is just unheard of, it then continued to rain. The storm system sat over us and continued to rain, further stressing the system. I wanted to talk to you. We've got just a little bit of time left, maybe about a minute and a half, Director. If you could address, again, what 211 is, and also people's understanding of what the role of FEMA might be in this sort of a disaster.
A lot of is calling 211 to do what we're calling a damage assessment. And a damage assessment kind of gives us a understanding of the extent of the damage that we've experienced as a community. And so the intent of that information is so that we can attempt to apply to the federal government to say, we have exceeded the resources that we have at a taxpayer level, at this municipal level, and we are looking for additional resources to rebuild and respond to this incident. And so 211 allows us to gauge that damage. But understanding that that's a long process. The damage assessment is going to take some time. It's going to be a while before we know the full extent of the damage simply because that to be reported out. Individually, people will not know the full extent of how much damage was caused in their basement until their HVACs can get out there, until their vehicles can be taken into the shop. So a lot of those things will have to come into play before we really get the full extent of the damage. But what FEMA is doing is trying to would come in and help us rebuild any damages that happen to roads and in infrastructure. But it is not a replacement for our insurance. So what I would encourage people to do is if you have insurance policies, even if you don't have flood insurance, because Milwaukee is not historically a flood area, that you still inquire about your homeowners or renters insurance to see if there is any way that that can be covered. We can still capture that as part of our FEMA reporting, but I don't want people to rely on that as a replacement for ability to make
them good insurance. Indeed.
Correct.
Director Liebel, thank you for taking time today. I know you and your team are out in the field, that it's been incredibly busy. Thank you. Please stay safe out there. Folks, that was Milwaukee County's Director of Emergency Management, Cassandra Liebel. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear from you. Has your home flooded? What's the damage like? What's your experience with floods here in the state of Wisconsin? We discuss next on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.